It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, hello, folks. It is your old buddy Luke Clayton, and it's time for us to spend about 15 minutes and enjoy talking about the outdoors. I want to mention to you, you know, March the 1st, the Cabela's King Cat Tournament comes to Lake Tawakoni. A lot of you that listen probably compete in it each year, but you can go online to King Cat USA, KingKatUSA.com, and there you can download an application to be a contestant or just learn all the details. But remember that, that's March the 1st. Now, we have a special guest today that's going to teach me and you some things about digital publications, online publications, Mr. Doug Smith. Doug, thank you for spending some time with us, sir.
Thank you very much for having me, Luke. It's much appreciated.
Well, I've learned a lot from you about digital outdoor publications, which is your specialty. You have three of them. There's thousands and thousands of people that read them online, each issue. I know one that I've written for you probably for over a year, Bow Hunting Adventures. The thing is, Doug, that, you know, until a couple of years ago, I wasn't savvy to how easy it is to read online. It's just like reading a book. If you have your speakers on, you can even hear the pages turn, can't you?
Yes, you can. And the reading experience with an online magazine varies, of course. I mean, luckily enough, my magazines are specifically designed for online, so they are somewhat of a much easier read than if someone just took their print copy and programmed it and put it on their website. Basically, I ensured that when I upload a magazine that if I can't read it, the font is too small. So that was one thing that was really, really important to me. The other thing was simply ensuring that anybody could use the website and go through the magazines with very, very little effort and very, very little computer savvy. And I think we've accomplished that with Bow Hunting Adventures and American Outdoorsman. I hope we have.
Well, Doug, I'll tell you, you have. I'm an old outdoors writer, as most of the people that listen to us up here know. But I'm also a rabid reader of all kind of outdoor magazines, publications. Yeah, and you can go there. And what I like about it, the digital images, the pictures, if you will, you know, you can blow them up. You can, if you want to see that little lure in a fish's mouth, you can hone in on that. And I think the pictures add so much. The words are words. I mean, if you can read them, they're words regardless of where you see them. But those pictures, what really captures my attention. And there's a lot of things that can be done, Doug, with the images on an online publication, right?
Well, there's various things you can do with it, Luke, and it's funny that you say words are words. Basically, that's somewhat of my philosophy because, as you know, an editorial contributor, not only to my publications but to various publications, you can edit bad stories.
Mm-hmm.
You can't edit bad photography.
That's true, yeah.
And basically, my background is actually print. So when I started getting online, it was very important that we did our utmost to ensure the quality was the best that it could be.
You bet. Folks, our guest is Doug Smith. Doug is he actually produces three really good digital outdoor publications, hunting and fishing. And I'll remind everybody right here on KETR's website, you know, which a lot of you visit that regularly, you know, KETR.org. There's direct links to Bow Hunting Adventures. It's free. That's the cool thing about it. And American Outdoorsman. All you have to do is just click and put in your email address, and you can read these publications online. And Doug, if the folks haven't ever read an outdoor or any kind of publication online, especially one like Bow Hunting Adventures or American Outdoorsman, one that's tailored for the, you know, tailored to be read as an outdoor publication, if they haven't done it, it'd be an experience for them, wouldn't it?
Well, we're hoping it is. We try to improve the technology on the magazines to make it more interactive, to make it more fun and more interesting for the reader. I mean, it could just basically have the ability to turn the pages, and I'm sure a bow hunter or an archer or a hunter and a fisherman would enjoy both Bow Hunting Adventures and American Outdoorsman. But we try to make it as interactive as possible. When you go into the publication, we can embed video, we can embed commercials, we can embed tips and techniques as well. So when you're reading an article, there may be a video showing you how to tie a fly or how to clean your rifle, that type of thing. And as long as you can keep the reader engaged, but yet still make it simple for him to be able to maneuver around from page to page, it's the best way to go. And I mean, and I say it's the best way to go, obviously, from a business standpoint. As I say, I came from the print industry, and it's just gotten to the point with the advent of the internet, especially in Canada. 70% of all Canadians have access to high-speed internet. It's much less expensive for me to be able to publish an 80-page magazine. So in turn, it makes it that much easier for me to be able to allow my readers to read the magazines for free.
Exactly.
And they can win as often as they want, whenever they want, 24 hours a day. And they don't even have to be at their in their office at their desktop. They can read it on their iPad, their iPhone, their tablet, any mobile device that you may have at your disposal, you can read it on. So we try to make it fun. We try to make it interactive. And as long as we can continue to do that and engage the readers, I think we'll be quite successful.
Well, there's absolutely no doubt in my mind about that, and the ease of reading online is what I really like. Now, the something that I'm interested in learning more about, Doug, on online publications such as say Bow Hunting Adventures, is the embedded videos. I've heard of this. As a writer, I've never contributed any of these, but when I'm doing a fishing story or a hunting story, whatever, in my bag, my camera bag, I keep a little digital camera. So I guess what would happen in this type deal is just have a picture. Do you just have a lead picture and in some way denote that if you want to click on it or whatever, you can watch a little 30-second video? Is that the way that works?
Well, basically, what happens is the way that we program the videos, and currently the videos are more commercials for my clients versus a tip or a technique video.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But they would both work on the same premise. But we program it so that the fact of the matter is when you flip a page and it flips over to a video or a commercial, the commercial will automatically start. Okay, you don't have the option of turning it on. However, you do have the option of turning it off. So basically, when you go from one page to the other, as you flip through, when you flip a page, it's going to be, the next page is going to be a video. When the page flips, the video automatically starts. So we use it currently, specifically for my clients to promote their products. But obviously, that's not the only way that we can use it. We're actually starting to... I also have a fly fishing magazine where I'm starting to ask people that contribute articles on different flies. Instead of basically writing out how to tie the fly and sending photos, we're having the writer videotape making one.
Awesome.
So
yep.
You can read the article, you can look at the photos, but on the next page to it, you can actually watch the writer tie that particular fly.
Let's say, for example,
Luke, I asked you one day for American Outdoorsman, do you have any tips on gun cleaning? Okay? So you can explain those tips in an article with a few photos, but the ideal scenario is to videotape yourself doing it. So doing that makes it enjoyable for a reader, but it also gives him a different type of an experience because these are all things that cannot be done in print. You can do it in print, but you have to take 55 photos and explain each photo. I much prefer to be as complete and as thorough as possible. So the video, we're extremely lucky to be able to do that. And it is high-definition video as well. It's we do not take anything off of YouTube. If my clients ask us, well, can you take it off of YouTube? We don't. We won't take it off of YouTube because the longer it's on YouTube, it degrades itself every time it's viewed. So ideally, we much prefer the original video, and we just embed it within the magazine. And people seem to enjoy it. My clients love it. So it's just another piece of software that we've added to our programming device that enables the reader to have a little bit more fun.
Something that with a paper, with a print publication, would be absolutely impossible. So, well, Doug, where do you think in the next, say, 2 years, 5 years, where do you think the digital publications are going to go? I just know they're going to be more popular. As a writer, in the past 3 or 4 years, I'm sad to say, but the people really have had to shift gears and go a different direction. I've seen about 3 or 4, something like that, print publications go by the wayside. The cost is prohibitive for many of them. Where do you think in 2 years the digital outdoor publications will be?
Well, I think you'll find over the next 2 to even 5 years, they'll probably be a lot more predominant than they are now, but for various reasons. To stay in print with the cost of paper and mailing costs and so on, or even start a new publication and print it, is just, as you say, so cost ineffective.
Right.
You won't stay in business very long.
Exactly.
But
well,
what,
yeah.
Where it, the reason it will grow, and let me explain why. The print industry, in any type of industry, whether it's the outdoors or whether it's construction or whether it's engineering, you always have people that want to continue to receive their print publication, which makes sense. They're the older gentlemen, the older ladies, that just feel comfortable with something in their hand.
Right.
Now, that's good. You can still print for those people. But let's say, for example, you're a print publication, and you currently print 100,000 copies. Now, most of those magazines didn't know enough to ask their subscribers for emails. So they have to go back and ask for emails and then basically offer a digital edition to the people that may want it. Okay? So you can go just digital, where it's extremely cost-effective, or you can go both print and digital, but you only print the amount of publications that people really insist on that they want it mailed to their house.
I'm with you. Doug, we are already out of time. I could talk about this subject and learn more about it for at least 2 hours, and maybe we can get you back again. But the main thing that I want all of our listeners to know is that they can go to ketr.org, and look for Outdoors with Luke Clayton, and they can connect with Bow Hunting Adventures. And do try this out. Read a magazine online, folks, and see what you think about it. Doug, will you get back with us again soon?
Whenever you wish, Luke. Just give me a call. I'm happy to oblige.
Folks, that wraps up our show today. I want you to know how much I appreciate you being with us each week. I want to remind you that today's show is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club. The website for the Dallas Safari Club is biggame.org. Also made possible by Sniper Hog Lights. You can go online to Sniper, HAWGlights.com. Made possible by Texas Motor Cars in Addison, Texas, a new way to buy cars. You can go online to TexasMotorCars.com. And remember, folks, you can always tune in to CatfishRadio.com, and there you can listen to the archive of the hour-long show that we do each week. This is with Larry Wysoon and Bill Dance. Tune in right here next week. We're going to have some more fun.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.